Recently, ATO was made aware of a 10 million rand transaction that took place in 2009 to 2013, whereby ETC, this is the company that collects tolls in South Africa and Gauteng, had paid for services that we believe have not been rendered. This to us looks like a bribe. This is part of corruption. This happened shortly after ETC won the contract to manage South Africa's e-toll system. In addition, we believe that Cups Trafficom, who owns ETC here in South Africa, used their ETC operation in South Africa to forward $5.5 million to a Zambian businessman and a business transaction to introduce their services in that country. So too many unanswered questions, too many issues related to what appears to be bribery and corruption lends us to believe that the Minister of Transport needs to introduce an independent inquiry as to exactly what happened with the e-toll scheme. We know that we've overpaid for these roads. We know that that the tender amount and the actual signed amount for ETC to manage the e-toll contract were two vastly different numbers. So with so many questions and this issue of pulling the plug or finding an alternative to e-tolls now 2 years overdue, we believe that the minister has no option but to pull the plug and pull it now, end the e-toll scheme. It is fraught with corruption. It is fraught with unexplained dealings and numbers and transactions. And we believe that this independent inquiry needs to happen sooner rather than later.